Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for an international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged and bloody conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The two officials were looking for common ground between Washington and Moscow in discussions about Syria's political future. They also met with foreign ministers of Turkey and Saudi Arabia in talks that Kerry described as constructive and productive. The location for the meeting has not been announced. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the hostages rescued Thursday in a joint U.S.-Kurdish raid on an Islamic State compound in Iraq were facing imminent execution. At a press conference on Friday, Carter said that a grave had been prepared for hostages at the rescue site. The daring raid on the Islamic State compound west of Kirkuk freed about 70 hostages, but resulted in the death of Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler, the first U.S. service member killed in the combat in the year-long campaign against IS extremists. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Jordan, where he meets with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as part of an effort to defuse tensions between Israel and the Palestinians. Kerry on his hopes for those talks.
I look forward to meeting with King Abdullah on Saturday and with President Abbas and hope that the aspirations of the people will be felt in a way by everybody that we can seize this moment and pull back from the precipice.
The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel has now lifted age restrictions on Muslim worshippers at the sensitive Al-Aqsa holy site in an effort to end the violence. This is VOA News. With police outside using stun guns and water cannons, South African students meeting with President Jacob Zuma won a big victory in their fight for education today. Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
South African students won a major victory after more than a week of protests against university tuition hikes earned the students a meeting with President Jacob Zuma.
We agreed that there will be a zero increase of university fees in 2016. Discussions will continue looking at broader issues than the fees.
Those issues, he said, include the idea of free education and the thorny race issues that underpin many discussions on education in South Africa. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
At least 43 people, mostly retirees, are believed dead in a road accident near the French city of Bordeaux in what is being called the nation's worst traffic accident in 3 decades. Officials say a truck crashed into a bus, causing both vehicles to burst into flames. President François Hollande.
Sur l'accident qui vient de se produire il y a quelques heures.
The president, commenting on the accident while traveling in Greece, says the government has fully mobilized to cope with what he called the terrible tragedy. The United Nations Refugee Agency is warning that migrant women and children traveling in Europe are particularly subject to sexual abuse, and they are calling on the countries involved to do more to protect them. A UNHCR spokeswoman said the extortion of children appears to be happening in every single country along the route. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it is alarmed by the increasing number of credible testimonies of abuse it is receiving from refugee and migrant women and children who have arrived in Europe. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says most of the exploitation of women and children is done by criminal gangs.
We have heard very, very disturbing testimonies that indicate there are incidences of children having to engage in survival sex to pay the smugglers to continue their journey, either because they've run out of money or because they have been robbed.
She says other refugees and migrants also commit these heinous acts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hurricane Patricia has made landfall on Mexico's southwestern Pacific coast. The Meteorological Service of Mexico says the hurricane, which is strong enough to cause catastrophic damage, struck Jalisco State around 6 p.m. local time. Sustained winds maximum are 325 kilometers per hour, making it the strongest hurricane ever recorded in the eastern North Pacific. But meteorologists say those winds did ease slightly before hitting land. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.